FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll be concentrating on the women's team and their final league matches of the season. Later, we'll be hearing how FC United got on at title-chasing Liverpool Feds. But before that, it's to Wednesday night in Manchester as FC United hosted Leeds United at Broadhurst Park. And to find out now how the Reds got on, it's over to Ben and Paul in the main stand.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Women's Team Live. And you join us here, unusually, on a Wednesday evening for a very, very big and important game of football in the Women's National League Division 1 North. It's FC United against Leeds United. It's FC's penultimate game of the season, a must-win game, I feel, at this point. And joining me for this historic occasion here at Broadhurst Park, it's the return of Stato Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So, how big is this game?
It's very simple, really. FC have got two games left. Barnsley have got one game left. I think they're the side that can be dragged into the relegation plight. If FC win one of those games, minimum, there's a chance that Newcastle will beat Barnsley in their last game, and that puts us a point clear. Now, we either win this one or we win the one at Liverpool Feds. I doubt if we're going to win the one at Feds somehow, because they're title chasing. And I'd like to think Newcastle are also title chasing on the last game, and they might do us a favour.
Well, how the league table looks, because it's been a couple of weeks since the Chorley 0-0 result here at Broadhurst Park. FC United, after Barnsley and Bradford have played in the meantime, FC United have slipped back into the relegation places. We're on 21 points. We do have a game in hand over Bradford City and Barnsley. The gap to Bradford City and Barnsley outside the relegation places is just 2 points. Now, remarkably, and I say remarkably, Barnsley and Bradford City don't play now till the 8th.
Of May. And I think Bradford have got Anik.
They've got Anik. Anik are bottom of the league and have only got 2 points to their name this season. So I think that's pretty much nailed on. And as Paul rightly says, Barnsley travelled to Newcastle United. But it's very, very unusual, I have to say, for such a crucial stage of the season to be decided in a staggered way, which isn't very helpful. But I suppose we're going to know where we are after tonight, and we're certainly going to know where we are after this match in Liverpool.
If we don't win tonight, I don't see us staying up somehow.
Oh,
I
Paul.
Think it's, I think
Paul.
It's
happy thoughts.
Tonight is the night. We have to win by some means to get those 3 points tonight, to put pressure on Barnsley. Otherwise, it's beginning to look a little bit doubtful, realistically.
Well, dear listener, I'm on the optimistic wing of the press bench tonight,
Do you want some optimism?
Yes.
Okay, 2017... Leeds United ladies brought a side here. And do you know what score it was?
Really?
Yes. 15-0. Kirsty got five of them. Now, they didn't bring the strongest side, but they did the following season.
What happened the following season, Paul?
It was a bit closer.
Okay. Let's keep the optimism high
so
at this point.
Let's live on the 15-0.
Yeah, let's keep the good
we'll
vibes
feed off
going
it.
At this point. Right. So, in the last couple of games, though, we've seen some really structured performances, very much built. I mean, I jokingly said to James, didn't I, thank you for bringing your George Graham philosophy to FC. But it has been very, very structured. We're going to not concede. And then we'll see what happens a bit further forward.
I mean, there's lots of memories this season of us capsizing, and one of those was when we played at Tadcaster against Leeds in the reverse game, where Laura Bartup scored a hat-trick in virtually no time at all, and it ended up 5-0, I think it was. That side that played that day, the FC side, was extremely porous. We've moved on a bit since those days, and I think the last two games we've kept clean sheets, and that's been a massive boost. We've got 4 points from two games, keeping clean sheets.
Against teams who, you know, aren't too far away from Leeds in the league table.
So that must give us a bit of optimism in that we're not going to shed a lot of goals. Again, if we can get to half-time without conceding, even if we haven't scored ourselves, I think we're halfway there.
Shall we keep the optimism train on the rails and head in towards a destination survival? I didn't like doing that, but anyway, I went with it. Chelsea Flanagan starts tonight. Huge news, that.
If we can get, I mean, hopefully we'll get 90 minutes out of Chelsea, even if we only get a good hour, it may be enough to turn the tables on Leeds this evening. It's tough. It's really tough tonight because Leeds have had a good season. They're in third, I think, are they?
Yeah, well, no, fourth now.
Fourth.
They've dropped down a bit because Durham Sestria I've gone on a decent run recently, haven't they? But this is what I'm saying. You know, they're only a point ahead of Charlie. Admittedly, Leeds have got a game in hand. But, you know, we've put in a good display against Charlie recently.
Two draws against Charlie. Yeah. So why not tonight? You know, why not we go one better and grab the win? So, yes, we've got to be optimistic, certainly.
Well, it's a big occasion, this, for FC United's women's team, and it's well, 10-year history now. We're getting there, aren't we?
Yeah.
So let me give you the FC United starting 11 for this evening's game. It's Chloe Ainsworth in goal. At right-back, Corey Mather. At left-back, it's Lily Smith. The centre-back partnership of Emily Marsh and Chelsea Patient. In central midfield, we've got Kerry Ogden and Kate O'Gara. Attacking midfielders on the left, it's skipper Kirsty Chambers. Through the middle, the return of Chelsea Flanagan and Ellie Kelly on the right. Leading the line up front on her own will be Ash Hayes. Substitutes for FC United, strong bench tonight. It's Olivia Smith, Ellie Rigby, Danny Camp, the goalkeeper substitute, Betty Hall and Sophie DiOrio, who nearly scored right at the end of that Charlie match.
Could have been a dramatic finish.
But it went to plan a couple of Sundays ago against Charlie. It was just missing a bit of impetus in the second half, and that's when we come back to Chelsea Flanagan starting.
Yeah, she makes a hell of a difference. She's worth like three players, isn't she?
Well, it's FC United against Leeds United tonight. Leeds do have their own strong media team, don't they? So
I had to remove some of them from this area.
They've got a full camera crew over there and all kinds of stuff. So, but if you are listening from Leeds United, you are very welcome indeed. But here is your starting 11 this evening. It's Joyce, Dobby, Bass, Hamill the captain, Danby, Smith, Smart, Bartup, Ramsden, Hindle and Woodruff, and full substitutes from Leeds, Robson, Martins, Williams and Underdown. Captain Catherine Hamill and Kirsty Chambers, counterpart for FC, in the centre circle now, doing the old coin toss and that.
You'll notice Laura Bartup wearing 16. She's their outstanding player by a country mile. She's got pace, she's got finish. She's got it all.
Let's find out now what actually happens in this important game on a Wednesday evening at Broadhurst Park. And for this club is my club listeners, here's all the action. Ogden with the ball. I'm going to be generous and say that was a dummy from Ogden. But Marsh's clearance. Oh, this is messy from FC United. And a really soft goal to concede at this stage of the game from FC, Paul.
Unfortunately, the Leeds player had so much time and space to finish the job off.
Well, 8 minutes... I clocked that score from Leeds United, and I think it was
Woodruff.
Who scored probably the simplest goal she'll score this season. But it's a throw into Leeds United, midway into FC United's half. Back it goes into Leeds' half now, and there's Hamill with the ball. Hamill now going to break to Woodruff. Woodruff on the right side of the penalty area, checks back on the byline, crosses the ball in, and that is a great goal from Leeds United. And, well, in the space of 90 seconds, Paul.
And it's Laura Bartup again. That's a bit of a disastrous couple of minutes from the player's point of view. There's a quick quick team meeting going on the touchline.
O'Gara chips the ball towards the edge of Leeds United's penalty area. It's headed but not cleared yet. Hayes cuts out the clearance. Here's Flanagan now battling away. Flanagan plays it to Kelly. Kelly threads it to Hayes. Hayes turns but has to check back. Here's Chambers now. Chambers fouled.
Foul.
Right on the edge of the D of Leeds United's penalty area. And this is Chambers' territory. 12 minutes on the clock here. Good stuff that from FC United, right on the edge of Leeds United's penalty area. But you saw there the good defence from the visitors tonight. It's going to take something to beat this Leeds United defence, I feel.
It's a good size wall they're putting up.
We're into the 13th minute, five players in the wall. It's about 5 yards outside the penalty area, left of centre. Chambers now on a left foot, lining up this free kick. Shot comes in, oh, off the bar. And there's Flanagan, following up, and it's a goal. FC United back in this game. What an opening 13 minutes, Paul, to this encounter on a Wednesday night at Broadhurst Park.
Great anticipation from Chelsea. Flanagan there, reacted quicker than the defenders to force the ball in. And how important could this goal be?
What a strike though from Chambers, really.
It nearly broke the crossbar.
Here's Flanagan now. Flanagan. Oh, good stuff from Flanagan down the left. Oh, that's a good ball in as well. And not dealt with. It breaks to Kelly. Oh, cleared off the line. That was good stuff though from FC United. All round, Paul. It was a great ball in for Flanagan. And a good volley from Kelly. But good defending though from Leeds on the line.
Great technique from Kelly there, keeping the ball down. And it was pretty much chest high, wasn't it, when it hit the defender on the line. The goalkeeper was very unconvincing on the cross.
And Ash Hayes took a long throw in the last time she had one over on that side. So I'm imagining it's going to be the same again from the right-hand side. 12 yards from the Leeds United corner flag. In it goes. The ball breaks to Ogden on the edge of the box. Oh! What an effort from Kerry Ogden. It just went wide of the far post. Great technique, Paul.
It was. She got the ball down and it fizzed across the face of the goal. And I think Lauren Joyce there was a little bit concerned.
But Leeds keep possession. Marsh puts a foot in, but the ball breaks to Dobby. Square ball. And here's Danby now. Danby out towards the left-hand side. That's a great ball by Danby. Smart. He's onside from the left. Crosses this ball in. Oh, and it's an absolute gift. A gift, Paul. I think it was Bartup, wasn't it?
It was Bartup again.
And she puts it over from about 5 yards out, Paul.
She can't believe it.
Infield finds Chambers. Chambers. Mather's on. That's a good ball to find Mather. Mather. Kelly's on. Kelly now on the right-hand side. Kelly. Cross comes into the box towards Hayes. It breaks to the back post area where Flanagan is. Flanagan. Well, they need to get more players because Flanagan's won it back. Flanagan. Ogden. Flanagan's onside. Cross comes into the box. It's an up and under towards Hayes. It's a goal to FC United and an equaliser as Hayes. Brilliant build-up play from FC United. And with just over 15 minutes left of this game, FC United have come from 2-0 down to all square, Paul.
Well, I think that was mainly down to the perseverance of Chelsea Flanagan on the left-hand side, who fought a lost cause there and won the ball back.
Played long. Ogden flicks it on. Here is Chambers now. Chambers lays that ball off of Flanagan, but it's been read by Hindle. Back to the goalkeeper. Joyce takes a touch. Kelly's there. Just about cleared by Leeds United. In fact, that's a brilliant ball. And Bartup is onside. One-on-one with the goalkeeper. And there, once again, is Chloe Ainsworth to the rescue. Played long towards the corner of Leeds United's penalty area. Kelly's there. Kelly can't quite get the ball for FC United, and Leeds United can get the ball clear. Oh, that's a difficult ball over the top, and Ramsden is onside. Ramsden's one-on-one, and another great save by Chloe Ainsworth. That's two fantastic saves. Smart plays the ball long, turning FC United's defence. It's a tricky ball to deal with. Bartup's going to get to it. Cross comes in to the back post, cleared though by Lily Smith. Great defending, but it's not done yet for Leeds. Shot comes in just wide. Oh, I tell you what, Paul, that was proper heart in your mouth stuff, wasn't it? Three times now Leeds United have really should have put this game to bed.
Will they rue these missed opportunities?
Well, it's a free kick to FC United. It's about 20 yards inside Leeds' half. O'Gara to take, lofted in towards the penalty area. There's Flanagan. The ball's going to break to Flanagan. No, it's cleared. Deflection. Oh, wide and a corner. Well,
it's all happening.
It is all happening.
And the atmosphere's gone up a notch or two here. Decent-sized crowd here tonight. I'm going to suggest it's the largest of the season. Ain't bad for a midweek game.
The crowd sensing a win here.
It's a corner to SC. SC attacking the SMRE in this second half. Chambers to take it from the right-hand side. In it comes towards near post. Cleared by Smart, though. Who's getting to the second ball? It's a Leeds player. But then Chambers wins it back. Chambers to Ogden. Ogden's through ball is cut out. And now can Leeds counter? All this excitement, FC United need to defend now. Infield, the ball comes down the line, but Patient is covering. Patient now gives the ball back to Leeds. And here's Dobby now. End-to-end stuff. Frantic stuff. On a Wednesday night, Women's Team Live. 2-2 the score. Leeds with possession. Cross comes into the box. Marsh wins the header. It's in the penalty area. O'Gara is there. It's going to break a Pilsen handball, and the referee blows his whistle. It's a free kick to FC.
Another reprieve.
It's a corner though to Leeds United from the right hand side. In it comes. Dangerous ball into the box. And it's in. It's a header. And it's gone in.
I think it was Hamill, the captain, who got the head on it. I think.
Well, that's full time. Full time, and FC United lose by 3-2. And, well, that's... the ending to that game, it really was. FC United have fought in this game, fought, and well, Leeds United snatch it right at the end, Paul. Oh,
that's disappointing.
Yeah, really is.
And that could be almost the end of FC's hopes for staying up this season now. They've still got one more chance.
Yep.
Away at Liverpool Feds. And that would really be a shock result.
FC United have put in a good shift tonight, but unfortunately the points have gone the way of Leeds United, who to be honest, Paul, in that second half, Chloe Ainsworth kept FC in the game. Two brilliant saves, and Leeds just putting a chance just wide towards the end, but the
injury to Chloe Ainsworth was pivotal, I think, in the closing minutes.
But you can see why Leeds have done well this year in the league. But as the floodlights go out here at Broadhurst Park, is that
symbolic?
The league status going out? Well, there's one game left for FC United to recover things, and it's against Liverpool Feds on Sunday, Paul.
No pressure.
We will be there for that game, but it's a big game now, Paul. It was a big game anyway, but it's really, really important.
Well, we've still got a fighting chance, I suppose, and they can't take that away from us at this point. We've got a very difficult game against a team that is ultimately going to win the title, I would say, and we have to try and get something from it. And you never know in football, I suppose, but this is a real hammer blow, a late goal like that in a match where FC really needed to win.
Yeah, there were some good moments in that game, some exciting moments, real drama. If you're impartial listening to this, or you were here as an impartial observer, you've seen a cracking advert for women's football. Anyway, we're going to be joined by James Mulverhill now, the interim manager of FC United. I don't know. I don't know what to say to you, James. I mean,
well, it's a tough one to take in.
It really is. Listen, I don't even know how to start this. Go on.
Listen, I'm so proud of them girls. Yeah, the turnaround we've seen in the last 3-4 weeks, and the heart and desire and the fight that they've shown there today. Against a good lead side. They're a good lead side. Yeah. We weren't surprised by anything they did today. We planned for what they were going to do, but they drill it and they drill it and they drill it and they do it well. Couple of mistakes, but listen, it's football, it happens. But for me, it's a brilliant performance from every single one of them in the fight and desire that they've shown today. So,
well, just to say about the gutsy nature of FC United's performance there, that's what you need to dwell on, I'm going to suggest. Not the end, but the actual, you know, the coming back from 2-0 down with, you know, the goal here in the first half was brilliant.
Yeah.
That build-up play and Hayes' tenacity to actually head the ball in, I mean, that's what you should be dwelling on now.
No, honestly, for me, it's been a... I wanted to celebrate tonight and say, listen, we've done enough. But listen, we've still got a goal. We've still got a goal to Feds on Sunday. And if anything, it probably helps us a little bit. And if I'm looking at this like super positively, is if we win tonight, then if we're having a look at Barnsley, what have Newcastle got to play against Barnsley for? Yeah, we can still go and beat Feds and Newcastle can win the league. That's the situation. That's the dream come true for us. And if anything, what I've seen from Feds the last couple of games, I think they've been a bit nervous. They're so close to happening. I've got massive respect for that team, but we're going to go there and we're going to turn up. And we're not dead, mate. We're not dead 100%.
Without giving too much of the game plan away, is there any rabbits that you've got to be able to pull out? Or is it basically this is it now, we've got
one training session tomorrow to lift these girls to game plan and prepare for one of the biggest games of in FC's history, mate. That's for the women's side. But listen, I've not got an ounce of quitting me. I've never quit anything in my life. Take a look at my last year. It's been a bit of a mad year. I know that the girls are going to be motivated. It's going to sting for the next 24 hours for us to effectively draw the game. They only score because we're throwing the kitchen sink at it trying to win the game. Because realistically, the point doesn't help us. If we get a point here, we still have to go and beat Feds. Yeah. We may as well go for it and throw the kitchen sink at it. And that's what we've done. It didn't work.
So with that regard, nothing's changed, basically. what we're saying.
Nothing's changed. Listen.
One thing we can say is we've had our biggest audience for Women's Team Live this season and a cracking crowd here as well. Yeah. So that's...
It's positive. Listen, I know Leeds, they were showing it live as well. It's really positive what we've been building over the last few weeks, and it's just a shame. I feel like if we had an extra 3 or 4 weeks, I don't feel like we'd be in this situation, and it's something we have to look at. But I'm so proud of these girls and everything we've achieved so far this season in the last few weeks since I've been at the helm.
Women's team interim manager James Mulvihill there speaking on Wednesday night. To the final game of the season now, and on Sunday afternoon, FC United travel to Merseyside to take on title-chasing Liverpool Feds. And to hear now how FC got on in this one, it's back over to Ben and Paul.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Women's Team Live on a Sunday afternoon this time. And you join us not at North Manchester, but on Merseyside. In fact, so close to the River Mersey, Paul. Just there. I can literally just
see it.
It's
a Kirsty free kick away.
It really is. Stato Paul's with me here. It's Jericho Lane Sports
Hub.
Yep. And you join us here at, this is a nice 3G. We've got a roof over our head, so we can't really complain. FC United taking on the league leaders this afternoon. It's the final league game of the season, and the stakes couldn't be more higher, Paul.
For both sides. Obviously, it's well documented FC need a win to avoid relegation this afternoon, and then hope that Newcastle beat Barnsley next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, Liverpool Feds need a point to clinch the title and get promotion and pip Newcastle. The one crumb of comfort, I suppose, is that Liverpool Feds played here a week ago against Leeds and only drew when they could have wrapped it up then, so maybe the bit of nerves kicked in.
Well, just to touch upon Leeds, because obviously this is the second commentary this week we've done on Women's Team Live, the only crumb of comfort we can take from Wednesday is even if we've got a draw, Paul, it wouldn't have mattered anyway, would it? It still would have been, we need to win here this afternoon.
Yeah, we had to win one of the last two games, and that was the penultimate game. Unfortunately, we couldn't get it over the line. So today becomes the must-win game, which is not great from FC's point of view, playing the league leaders, but... we've only played them twice before at this kind of level. We played their reserve side quite often and beat them virtually every game. We're against the Feds. We've never played them away from home. This is our first visit to this venue. We had two games at home. One was in the FA Cup where we lost narrowly 2-1, where we gave them a two-goal lead in the early 20 minutes, I think it was, and then clawed a goal back but couldn't get it over the line then. And we played them in the league in December, I think it was, and we lost 3-1 at home. But the third goal only came right at the very end. And we were banging on the door a bit in that game to try and get a result. So two close-fought games at Broadhurst before, but never played them away. So there is a bit of hope.
Obviously, the late winner that Leeds United got on Wednesday was one thing. Let's describe it as a setback. I'm going to suggest, though, the biggest setback from Wednesday night was the injury to Chloe Ainsworth, and she's a couple of weeks off, we believe, which isn't helpful for this afternoon's game. It's a big blow, but Danny Camp comes into the team this time with a warm up.
It was a bit tragic for Danny to come on late in the piece on Wednesday night with no warm up, no preparation virtually, and unfortunately we conceded a goal at the end, which wasn't her fault. But so this is a big game to play your first full game for FC, but I'm sure she's very excited to get the opportunity. Poor Chloe, of course, is watching from the sidelines. It's a tribute to her that she's here this afternoon to watch her teammates.
Yes, well, let me give you the starting 11 for FC United. By the way, liveteamstats.com is available this afternoon, so get over to that website for all the latest updates from here at Jericho Lane. It's Danny Camp in goal. Then we've got Corey Mather, Emily Marsh, Chelsea Patience, Ashley Hayes, Kirsty Chambers, Kerry Ogden, Lily Smith, Chelsea Flanagan, Kate O'Gara and Ellie Kelly. Substitutes for FC United, Elsie Baxter, Olivia Smith, Ellie Rigby and Elizabeth Hall. And from memory, Paul, apart from the goalkeeper, that's an unchanged starting 11 for FC.
Yep, sounds right.
For Liverpool feds this afternoon, we've got Derbyshire in goal. Then it's Pope, James, Stewart, Fletcher, Kimvig, Seagraves, Clark, Thompson, Cole and Davro. Substitutes for Liverpool feds, it's Donoghue, Charlton, Jones, Slade and Fowler. And just to say, it's going to be a bit tricky to see the goal though, Paul, so I might have to move, just to warn you. I'm going to venture over here and get round those spectators, one of whom's a very tall board member who's blocking my view. So
nothing new in that.
Yes, so I'm just going to stand here. What needs to happen today, Paul, other than a win?
I would like to think that we try and keep a clean sheet as long as we can in this game and then possibly try and grab a goal. They've averaged about 3 goals a game at home, the feds, this season, so it's a very tall order, but who knows.
So just to set the scene one last time, FC United need to win here this afternoon. That's to survive. Liverpool feds need a point to guarantee the league title. Awkwardly, this isn't the last set of fixtures in the league. They take place next week, so whatever happens here, we're going to get no clarity from an FC United perspective, are we? Unless, of course, fail to win. Well, we're about to get this game underway. So for this club's Michael listeners, let's have all the action from this afternoon's game in Liverpool. Ogden tries to play it out to Smith on this left-hand side, but Liverpool feds get the ball clear. Not been dealt with by the FC United defence, and now on the attack, here comes Davro out towards the left-hand side. The ball comes, looking dangerous. This shot comes in to the goalkeeper's right. Goalkeeper palms it, but doesn't get it wide of the post, Paul, and early doors in this game. Liverpool feds take the lead.
And it's Paige Cole, which I already flagged as possibly a danger. It was a well-struck shot.
Well, it's going to be a free kick to Liverpool feds. It's about 5 yards in from the touchline and about 15 yards inside FC United's half over on the left-hand side. Left-footed free kick in towards the penalty area and it's flicked on. And just like that, it's 2-0, Paul. And it's a long road back from here, even though it's how many minutes on the clock?
It's 11 minutes, and that was a free kick played in, and Nicola James, the centre-back, got on the end of it, and quite unchallenged, really, managed to float a header beyond the goalkeeper's reach and into the empty net, and already the feds 2-0 up and well on the way to winning the title here.
It just needs something from FC, just to take anything at this point, just to get back into this game. O'Gara to take this free kick on the halfway line. Played long in towards the penalty area. The ball goes. It's cleared only as far as Hayes. Hayes lined up a shot from distance.
Oh,
it's
what a goal.
Corner. And FC United, I've got a goal back, Paul.
Well, if ever a goal was needed, this was the time. And Ash Hayes put in a rasping shot there that went through the keeper and into the top corner. And FC back in the game with just over 36 minutes gone.
Yeah, 9 minutes after this first half and 2-1 the score. Still a long way to go in this game, but well, here's Liverpool Fez now. Can they get an instant riposte? Not sure Corey Mather's got anything to do with it. Then she's fouled. Referee says play on.
Oh, dear.
Oh no. And Liverpool Fez now on the ball down that left hand side. Can they get the ball into the box? They can. It's cleared and it's palmed off. And well, Liverpool Fez instantly get that 2-goal cushion back.
In the build up, there's definitely a foul. But I think this referee is an equal miss opportunity ref. And he allowed the play to go on, and the cross came off the bar, and Paige Cole acted quicker than the defenders did and steered it in. Rather unfortunate for FC to get back in the game and then concede so quickly.
Corner on the left-hand side, in it comes. Free header to the edge of the box. Shot comes in, and that is a thunderous volley. A thunderous volley right on the edge of the penalty area, into the top corner. Goalkeeper, absolutely no chance. 4-1 the score now, Paul. In added time of the first half, and goodbye to Division One North, it feels.
Yeah, I think that underlines the fact that we are seeing the champions here this afternoon. I think they're becoming more than champions-elect with a 4-1 scoreline at half-time.
Free kick to Liverpool feds over on the far touchline. Crossing opportunity this. In it comes towards the back post. Kemp punches it and gets it to Flanagan. Flanagan, first-time ball over the top. But here's your sweeper keeper. Derbyshire cutting that all off there. Now, can they counter? Appeals for offside. That line was nowhere near offside. Donoghue rounds the keeper. The angle's tight, but not tight enough. And it's 5-1.
Well, we might have thought we've seen the last Donoghue goal of the season, but we were wrong.
Yeah, Donoghue there scoring for Liverpool feds. And, well, there were appeals for offside, Paul. We can't really judge it from here, but she didn't look offside. So, feds now with the ball on the halfway line. And again, here's the offside trap not quite working for FC United. And Mather cuts out the pass, though. Out to the left-hand side is Kinvig now on the left. Checks inside. It's a give and go inside the penalty area. This is going to be six. And it's 6-1, Paul.
Well,
Donoghue scores again.
Donoghue's made quite an impact since coming on. Apart from scoring twice, she's been very much involved in the front play going forward. And Feds are just showing their all-round strength, I'm afraid, in terms of squad depth, which is something our women have not had due to injuries and unavailability for most of the season. I think it's a fair reflection on the difference between the two sides.
Yep.
In terms of where they are now. They're both leaving this division.
But through different doors. Full-time here at Liverpool Feds, and a big congratulations to Liverpool Feds on securing the league title and promotion out of the National League Division 1 North. They have been brilliant all season, but contrasting fortunes there, Paul, as a result of that 6-1 victory for Liverpool Feds, FC United return to the North West Women's League.
Well, football is always about joy and disappointment, and on the pitch you see both sides of the coin clearly illustrated. It's good to see the FC players congratulating the Feds players on their title success. Of course, for us it means relegation, our first ever relegation, but I'm sure the team and the squad will regroup during the summer and we'll come back stronger.
Well, it's the women's team's first relegation, but for the radio team it's our second, and we have to kind of put things into perspective. Sometimes it's a relegation isn't necessarily the end of the world, because it gives you a chance to regroup and reassess things, and you know that's what the men's team have done, and we kind of already know where we're heading with the women's team. It needs depth, it needs a development squad basically to develop players and give us that cover that we've not really had this year,
and it needs consistent management, which we've not had for the last 3 or 4 years. We need to appoint somebody and keep that appointment in place, so the academy can be developed, the side can be strengthened, and we get a promotion push going next season. This season has been a difficult one for many reasons. The preparation wasn't right. The pre-season didn't go that well. We lost our manager before we started. And then we lost another manager during the season. We've suffered a lot of injuries and illness. We've not had the depth to cope with that kind of that number of setbacks.
Well, who we've been beaten by today, and Liverpool Feds going up to the National League Prem now, we've played their reserve side numerous times over the years in our quest to get to this level we're at now, and that's the depth we need now, basically.
I mean Renault was here this afternoon, we should say, and he's watched this and he's learning about women's football. It's a crash course for him at the moment this season. I think he's watched the standard this season that we have to attain, and we have to work out how we can get the academy working and how we can get the coaching sorted out so we reach the level that Liverpool Feds has shown us this afternoon, which is a very good standard.
Yes, even this afternoon. This afternoon has been like a kind of snapshot of FC's season. The goalkeeper, obviously Chloe Ainsworth, a big loss on Wednesday night. So already we're on the back foot. We then lose Kirsty Chambers pretty much midway through the first half, if the truth be known. And it's kind of, we're not able to deal with it, are we?
We haven't got
for obvious reasons.
So. We haven't got the resources at the moment in terms of players. And I think we put up a decent fight this afternoon. We certainly had spells of the game where we kept the ball well and developed chances. We scored a very good goal from Ash Hayes. We threatened to get another goal during the second half at times, but couldn't quite get one. But I think, you know, the fact that we conceded six this afternoon does kind of point to where some of the weaknesses are, and it's not just the defence. It's it's defending throughout the side, I think. I think we have to work on a good press. I think we have to find a goal scorer to play up front next season. We possibly need to strengthen maybe midfield. There are areas definitely there to work on. Tactics-wise, I think we need to have a bit of a refresh, because we've come up against sides that are cuter than we are.
Well, we saw that on Wednesday night.
Wednesday
didn't we,
night, summed it up with Leeds. Yeah. Now Leeds have obviously got resources that we'll never have in some ways, but this division has been an eye opener for all of us. I think we knew the standard was higher, and when we were at a level below, we beat sides in the FA Cup on a regular basis from this level. So we can raise our levels to this game in one-offs, but during the course of a season, we just don't have the resources.
Well, next year we'll be probably in the south section of the Northwest Women's League. I was just looking into who will be playing next year.
The likes of.
At the minute, it's I don't think the promotion's been decided in that league. In fact, yes, it has. Curzon Ashton, congratulations to them anyway. But we'll be playing in the same league, probably, barring geographical realignment, of Chester, Northwich Vixens. Do you remember them? Warrington, yeah. Wolves, not the rugby league team, their foundation, yeah. Who run a women's squad. Hindley Juniors, club of the Manchester Football League, actually. Runcorn Linnets, who've had a good season for the men's team this year. Alder FC, Wythenshawe Amateurs, Didsbury, Altrincham and West Kirby.
I'm just trying to get James's attention here whilst he's in the postcode.
Oh, he's coming. Oh, James, sorry. You sneaked up on me, mate. Do apologise. James, commiserations, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to go back a long way to say how we got relegated. It wasn't this afternoon, was it, basically?
No. I think you look at the start of the season, it was a tough ask. For us, a little bit disappointed with the first half performance. Like, we didn't stick to the game plan. We didn't do what the plan was. We came out, we had a chat with them in the second half, and they've come and done what they were supposed to do. And we had large spells of the game where we were involved. Like, we were pressing, we had good passages of play, but do you know what? Fed's fair play to them. They're a quality team.
Yeah, a good team. I mean, we had toe-to-toe with them a few times during the first half, and certainly in spells during the second, but they were just too good, weren't they, going forward?
I think, do you know what, if I was going to be critical of our girls, I think some of them had already kind of accepted the fact that after the Leeds, they put all this big energy into the Leeds game, didn't quite get the result. I think a few of them had kind of accepted that, do you know what, we're probably going to get relegated here. Which, listen,
you can, based on what happened on Wednesday night, you can kind of understand that, really, because it was one last push, wasn't it?
And yeah, for me, it was always going to be a massive task. We had four or five games left against massive opponents like Leeds, Durham, these teams, and it was always going to be big to try and turn that around. And we did do a good work. We give ourselves a fighting chance. For me personally, I wish we just had more time. If we had a few more weeks of training, a few more time to drill things, we probably would have got there. But we was always on a bit of a time clock. Like,
so what happens next then, James? Because obviously we're in a kind of limbo situation, aren't we? You've stepped up and done a cracking job, if I may say. But clearly, if we're going to compete at this level, stuff needs to happen, doesn't it? Yeah. A bit behind the scenes and development squads and all
100%.
That.
100%. This is something I've been pushing for, is a development squad. I think it's a massive part of us having a pathway. If you look at, I think Newcastle are playing today, a lot of their girls have been playing from under eights together. So they've come through all the way, and now you're seeing it come to fruition. These girls here, Feds, I think some of these girls have been playing together for 6-7 years. They've all kind of came through youth systems in a local area together. We need to create that pathway so that as a club, we can compete for the next 10 years at this level.
And we've seen that, haven't we, with the ball crew who turn up on Sundays. They're from different clubs, all in the local area. And it's about developing those relationships, isn't it? We've got this fantastic facility. Obviously, we know how junior boys football works in the area with Moston Juniors and the various other teams like White Moss and stuff, but for the women's game, we've got a brilliant opportunity to be a kind of peg in it all and really grow the sport.
Yeah, we can set up our own regional centre in the area and develop this talent. There's no reason why not. We've kind of developed relationships where we've sent young players up on loan, but it's not ideal. Like, we need to, from a young age, from what I've kind of spoke to the club about, if we can get something from 16 to 21, a development team where if they get to 21, not quite at it, then we'll send them out on loan or release them into a maybe a tier 6, tier 7 team. But for us, we need to have them fresh players coming through. Listen, fair play to these girls. Ash shouldn't have played. Chelsea Flanagan shouldn't have played. Emily Marsh shouldn't have played. Like, we've got all these players who literally, like, listen, they're not either run. people say, oh, why has she not done that? Because she left a quad over there at the corner flag. Like, they're in bits, like, but fair play to the girls. They're not actually in bad spirits there. I had a chat with them then. I said to them, I need to see a performance here. Because for me personally, I put 100% into these girls and I wanted to see it back. And I didn't see that in the first half. In the second half, I did see a better performance. Like, but the damage is already done at that point. We already know then at that point we're getting relegated. So it's a bit of a tough one. But I'm super proud of what the girls have achieved this year.
Well, obviously, this is the first relegation for the women's team, but it's actually our second as a radio station. And
you know how to deal with it.
We've got like 4 years of experience of it now, where we've seen the men's section. Obviously, we've not bounced back, but we've seen a steadying of the ship, haven't we? And that's kind of what we need now from the women's section, really, isn't it? It's kind of obviously we'd like to bounce back first time, but it's also about.
Listen, if I was going to jump in personally and say, I think I could steady the ship if I was going to throw my name in the ring for it. I think the girls have bought into what we're doing. You've seen that from the performances. Like, a little bit of a tough one today, but the performances against Charlie, Norton, Leeds, especially, like, I've not seen the girls play as good as that all year, even in games that we've won early on in the year. I think we've been brilliant the last few games, and the form has turned up, but like you say, it's always going to be difficult to come to Feds away. Last game of the season, they need a point to win the league.
It's like I say, it wasn't this game that got us relegated, really. No. It was always going to be a tough ask. But, James, big commiserations. It's been thrilling, though.
Yeah,
to be fair, it is the hope that kills you. I've said that to Neil numerous times.
Yeah,
and it's true because you know
people started believing.
There's been bright moments. There really has, especially in these closing weeks. So, so thank you for that, James. And
well, hopefully next year we'll be able to do it again, mate. Hopefully,
if not,
I'll be up here screaming with you.
And a promotion at the end of it instead. That'd be good.
Cheers,
but James.
Thank you.
Have a lovely summer, mate. And
thank you.
All right.
All the best. Thanks, mate. Well, big thanks to James Mulville there, interim manager of the women's team joining us. But that's it, Paul. We're going to go now.
That's it, as far as the women are concerned, for another season.
We'll be back in September. Kicks off in September,
yes,
doesn't
I think
it?
It'll be September.
So we're back in September for the kick-off of the women's team, probably, like we say, in the North West
there will be
Division
a
One
of,
South section. So.
There will be a couple of friendlies for the women on the pitch pre-season for anyone listening.
Like we said, a big congratulations to Liverpool Feds. Commiserations to Newcastle and stuff, but they're going up, we're going down, and that's how football works sometimes.
Yeah, that's life. We bounce back.
We'll be back on Wednesday though for the men's team as FC United take on Brera in the final group game of the Phoenix Trophy. Join us from 7:30. There'll also be coverage on the Phoenix Trophy website for those of you who can't make that game in person on the YouTube channel. But me and Paul will be doing the radio commentary that night, and James Quinn will be commentating alongside his Italian colleague on the Phoenix Trophy YouTube channel. But we're going to go now. Commiserations to FC United's women's team. But as one manager once said here, we go again. We'll see you all very soon. Bye-bye.
Ben and Paul there from Sunday afternoon. To the men's team now, and the Reds return to Phoenix Trophy action this Wednesday night as FC United welcome Italian side Brera to Broadhurst Park for the final group match of this season's campaign. Kick-off at Broadhurst this Wednesday will be at 7:45pm. Admission will be pay on the gate, £12 for adults, £7 concessions, with under-18s free accompanied by an adult or a concession. But remember, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live from 7:30pm on www.fc-radio.co.uk. The match will also be streaming live on the Phoenix Trophy YouTube channel as well. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.